I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Improve your home's appearance with a new garage door from Ideal Door. Did you know a garage door is the number one project for return on your investment? Instantly increasing the value of your home. Choose a new door from our in-stock selection or customize your own using our free garage door designer. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Doing people need advice? I said we have a squirrel emergency, a squirrel murder.
Oh, no.
This advice
a squirter
says need advice. Murder squirter.
Murder squirter.
Murder squirter.
We need advice. Currently digging a hole in the backyard. The neighbor across the street killed one of my squirrels. Well, technically, it's not mine. It's wild. But I put corn out and I watch them eat while listening to you guys every morning after work. What would you do for revenge, if anything? How did they kill it? Did they come into your yard and stab it with a pitchfork or...
And how do you know? How do you know?
Did you see him shoot it?
Yeah, what happened?
Trap it? Smash it?
I need more info.
I don't think there's a revenge plot that's going to work out well for you.
I think you could do funny things like glue their mailbox shut.
Boy.
You know, little things.
That would depend on the relationship you have with them already.
Mm-hmm. More like pranks, not property damage, you know?
I think that counts as property damage.
Does it? You didn't damage it. You just... prohibited them from being able to open it as easily as they could before.
Feels damaged.
Don't gorilla glue it. Don't go crazy.
There was one time.
I'm welding it.
Yeah.
Somebody they opened a can of beans and put it upside down in our mailbox.
That is hilarious. That's what I'm talking about.
And then they also dumped some a can of diced tomatoes in there too. They were making mailbox chili or something.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Do you think that was one of you or your sister's friends being silly? Like the same idea as someone toilet papering a house?
I don't know. This happened 2 years ago.
Oh, well, that's too late.
I mean, it could have been one of your little sister's friends. And Boris and I didn't even live in that friends. House anymore, but we went to check it for his Nana. Like check the mail for his Nana. There were beans in here.
I thought you meant at your mom and dad's house growing up.
No, I mean 2 years ago at mine and Boris's house.
It says the teen shot the squirrel, kid is driving age, and shot it with a BB gun.
Okay, was it? But it was in your yard? Or was it just like the neighborhood squirrel?
I mean, technically.
Because lots of people kill squirrels and chipmunks. They do a ton of damage. My dad is constantly killing chipmunks because they've got thousands of them and they ruin all the plants.
And here it's legal to do that. Like you're allowed.
Yeah, they're a nuisance animal. I mean, you know, it's like in my yard, if I want, I can shoot a woodchuck. There's lots of things you can kill.
In Alabama, it says, when can you shoot squirrels? Squirrel season runs September 9th to March 3rd with a limit of 8 per day. Any public hunting areas with hardwood trees should be good squirrel populations.
Yeah, 8 per day.
But it does say specific laws on removing wildlife that are causing damage. A property owner or tenant is allowed to take one squirrel, rabbit, raccoon, possum, beaver, or skunk per incident without permit in Alabama. I doubt the teenager was suffering a lot of damage, but who knows if dad said, go out there and shoot that thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not sure there's much you can do it. You could try to glue a mailbox. Some people are reporting that's a felony. I don't know if that's true.
I mean, this is one of those things that's just a bummer. They probably hate squirrels in their yard because they ruin their stuff, and you love the squirrels, and you're both never going to see eye to eye on that. There are people that I know that get pissed with cat owners like me that let our cats outside.
I know, that's so dumb.
They get mad because they kill birds and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, luckily for me, I've never seen Bob actually accomplish anything. he's actually hilarious to watch. He'll hunt rabbits all the time. Mm-hmm. I have bunnies in my yard all the time,
mm-hmm,
but he's bright. He's white. So he doesn't blend in. So, but I love watching him like stalk them, and like the yard is pretty wide open. So the bunnies see him coming from a mile away, and I mean, he gets within 25 feet and they take off. He can't keep up anyway. And he doesn't even chase him. He just goes, oh. But I love watching him in his lion mode as he tries to get things. So I'm not too worried about any wildlife he's taking. But I know that there are people that get pissed about that.
Oh, yeah.
And like the bird lovers. But, you know, I mean.
Our cat Herman has one eye that works and is white and black. And he is a murderer. Look at the evidence of whatever he brought up by our porch the other day.
Oh, no.
I mean, it is a crime scene.
Dude, he got it.
I mean, good Lord. It goes. There's blood on the house.
Yeah, we see it.
Yeah, it's really gross. Yeah, if I could train Bob to do anything, it would be getting moles. If I could get him to get moles.
That's Herman's favorite target.
Oh, that would be great. But yeah, he's just an idiot.
listen to this from Tennessee. I'm married and I love my wife. However, saying however doesn't mean it's not but.
Mm-hmm.
But that sure is the same. Oh. I talk to a lot of people online through games. I've met interesting people. I myself believe it's okay to love more than one person, man or woman. My wife knows this. She doesn't believe in it. I don't want to lose her, but I feel like I will. She knows this is how I feel. She doesn't believe in loving another person. How do I either, one, get over what I feel, or two, convince that love comes in multiple ways? Well, if you can love more than one person, if you're in love with your wife and she expects you to be exclusive with her in that feeling, emotional, romantic, physical, and all other aspects of marital love, then that's the expectation. And you can quit one by quit talking to people in online games if that is a slippery slope for you.
Yeah.
I mean, if she does, that's one of those things where, yes, you should try to find compromise. But unless you said before you got together, hey, I'm always going to be in love with two or three people. So you have to be okay with that. Then she did not sign up for that. And that is not her problem.
Yeah, that seems like something you should have worked out a long time ago.
Plus, you're not in love. It's an ego stroke and you're in lust.
Yeah.
It's nice for the ego.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is.
But be careful. Is your ego worth wrecking what you have? You said two times in that text.
Yeah.
You love your wife.
Man, how much of a, I feel like, if I was his wife, I would feel like I got tricked. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I've told you that's not my thing. You're saying out loud that you know that's not my thing. And you're still asking the question of, do I give that thing up or do I convince my wife otherwise? What do you mean, convince your wife? That's a conversation for a boyfriend, girlfriend. Like, how do you, unless it's later.
You think it's going to work out if you talk her into changing her mind?
And now I do have friends actually that are in marriages that became sexless marriages, but they love each other. They're best friends and they've opened up their marriage because of that. Because they've been together for 20 years and they don't want to lose their relationship that they have with each other, whether it's a comfort thing and they should get divorced is up to them and their therapist, I guess. Mm-hmm. But that's worked out really well for them. And it's something I think when they first started dating, they never thought they would be in a part of their relationship where they just weren't having sex. But it's been years and they both expressed, I love you. We just don't have that with each other anymore. So they've dated other people and it's kind of brought them where they're more attracted to the other person again.
Hmm.
They still
easy to go the other way though.
Yeah.
Right?
They still don't have like sex as often as they used to, but they connect more. Mm-hmm. And I think it can really work out if you talk about it, but if you married her and you know, she's still not into it and you're just trying to talk her into it, like Hot Wing said, you're just stroking your ego, you're attention seeking and you've somewhat manipulated your wife into the situation.
And you're overestimating your own market value there because now you're going to open it up and she's going to say, okay, I'll give it a try. And she's going to get all these hotties banging down the door and you're going to be sitting there twiddling your thumbs talking to your video game people. And then you're going to feel like crap and regret it.
Mm-hmm.
That's like 9 times out of 10, I feel like, how you hear about how these things go, where the guy convinces her to finally do it.
He doesn't really want to see her be with other people.
He wants to explore.
Mm-hmm. This text from the 414. Bro's looking for an excuse to cheat on his wife, and he was hoping you guys would tell him it's okay.
Yeah, of course.
We are the wrong people to come to for that.
Yeah.
If that's your goal. Not going to work out. Let's see. This text, how old are you playing online games anyway, dork? Pretty sure that's a bit outdated. I think the times have changed a little bit.
No way.
A little
bit on that. Only losers play video games.
Well, that's true. Tommy, I'm a loser with you.
Thanks, Trebeer.
Do you have anyone who's in love with you that you've met playing? Because Tommy has friends all over the world. He's like, oh, my friend from Taiwan that I met playing Minecraft. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yes, Steve. But not only losers play games. Maybe you should spend
Yeah, losers
time
do other things,
shed.
Too. But they do play games. Yeah. That's what you meant, right? I have your back.
Yes, thank you. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I have plenty of friends, and many of them have been in online relationships from one of my friend groups I used to be in. We met all in an Overwatch matchmaking game, just randomly. And we became best friends, and we traveled and went to different conventions. And two of them have been in a happy relationship for the last 3 or 4 years.
Dang.
I mean, people meet and fall in love in all kinds of different ways.
It's really changed. There was a time where if you met somebody dating online, it was like, you're weird. And that's not that long ago. Like, I remember we had a couple that we worked with. Well, we worked with one of them in Knoxville 20 years ago. And when she told us she met her husband online, it was like this at lunch. Yeah. Hey, so how did you guys meet? Oh, met online. And we were like, really? And she's like, yeah, it's embarrassing. And now it's like, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's pretty common.
Yeah, I mean, online or, you know, dating apps, pretty much the same, except better.
But also, once you're to the point where you're actually married for several years, I don't know, maybe have a different hobby that doesn't involve you talking to, like, young women on the internet.
They're probably all Tommy anyway. It's just a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, there's actually just I have a twin, but I've actually been lying to you. I'm actually a quadruplet. I'll make up some matchmaking.
Multiples, multiplicity going on.